Lord, we pray that you will teach us something new and fresh from your word this morning. Amen. Please sit down. So this morning we come to the second of our Advent series based on Isaiah 9:6. And as we continue our Advent journey, some of us may have opened the first few doors of our Advent calendars. Now, according to my daughter, you're never too old to have an Advent calendar. Or you've probably helped members of your family to do it. Some have chocolates, some have pictures, others have verses and small surprises. And children especially love the excitement of discovering what's behind each little door. But Advent calendars exist for more than small treats. They teach us to wait with expectation. They remind us that something bigger is coming, that the story is building, that each day we move one step closer to the celebration of Christ's arrival. In a sense, Isaiah 9:6 is like God's own Advent calendar. Each title is a doorway into understanding who this promised child is. Last week, Catherine opened the door marked Wonderful Counselor. Today, we open the next door and discover another truth about the one who is coming, Mighty God. A child is promised, a son is given, and yet this child bears a divine title, weakness and glory woven together. Mighty God speaks of power, not the sort of power that our world is accustomed to. This is not domination, not intimidation, not noise and spectacle. It's a power that creates, sustains, rescues, quiets storms, and brings peace. Today, we link the theme of Mighty God with Psalm 33, which celebrates God's sovereign power over creation, and Luke 8, where Jesus demonstrates the same power in the flesh. Isaiah's promise is fulfilled. The child born is the one whom even the winds and the waves obey. The author of Psalm 33 is not named explicitly, as the Hebrew text lacks a subscription. However, early tradition and modern scholarship attribute it to King David, partly because it follows a psalm of David and its styles and theme align with his other writings. Psalm 33 invites us to stand before the greatness of God, the mighty God. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. The psalmist speaks of God's greatness. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He spoke, and it came to be. The psalmist wants us to grasp that God's might is not like ours. We exert power by force. God exerts power by a word. Creation responds because creation recognizes its maker. Then the psalmist invites us to trust. The Lord foils the plans of the nation, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. This is the heartbeat of faith, confident that the Lord who brought the world into being still speaks into our world, still holds history, still sustains his people. When Isaiah calls the coming Messiah Mighty God, he's saying, the one who will be born is the one who created the stars. He will lie beneath. The one who will need to be carried is the one who carries the world by his word. Only in the Bible does such mystery make sense. The God who is mighty enough to become small. And so as we turn to Luke's account, we encounter Jesus, the one who reigns over every storm and every chaos. Luke shows us a moment that reveals the heart of this title. As we heard, Jesus and his disciples were crossing the lake. A storm descends, sudden, violent, overwhelming. Luke tells us the boat was being swamped. For experienced fishermen to panic, it must have been serious. This would not have been the first time they experienced a storm and would not be the last. This one was bigger than perhaps they were used to. We will never know. And where is Jesus? Asleep. Utterly at rest in a world that seems out of control. From time to time, Jesus needed to take time out. He needed a power nap and didn't always seem to take it at the most convenient time. The disciples wake him with words that might echo our own hearts at times. Master, we're going to drown. Jesus rises, speaks, and creations obey him. The storm that terrified them becomes a calm that astonishes them. Who is this, they ask? The answer is the sermon title, The Mighty God. The word who created the waters now commands them. The one announced in Psalm 33 now stands in their boat. This is not simply a miracle of a sudden change of weather. It's God reclaiming the world from the forces of chaos. It's the Creator showing that none of the storms, physical, emotional, and spiritual, are beyond his rule. He's the mighty God with power for all of our storms. And the passage speaks deeply into our own experience. Every life has storms, a diagnosis we didn't expect, a loss that shakes us, anxieties we can't tame, relationships that strain, decisions that overwhelm, a world that feels increasingly uncertain. Like the disciples, we cried, Lord, don't you care? And the answer is found in the sleeping Christ, who is also the storm-stilling Christ. His rest shows his confidence. His rising shows his authority. His rebuke shows his presence. His question, where is your faith, is not an accusation, but invitation. Where is your faith? Put it here, in me. Now, I have to say, Pat and I's faith was tested a few weeks ago on the morning we were due to go away on holiday. The taxi driver had already phoned us to say that he was going to be half an hour late, which was just about okay. But at 6:20 it rang, he said that he was still in Birmingham. And it would be at least another 3/4 of an hour before he arrived. And that's, I think, when panic set in. When you know you've got to be at an airport at a certain time. And I must admit, we thought, Lord, what are you doing? And to cut a long story short, we phoned Uber, who were there in 15 minutes and got us to the airport later than we wanted, but still in time, although it was a rush and panic was over. And faith is not pretending the storm isn't real. Faith is knowing the storm isn't final and what to do about it. An acronym I've come across for faith is Forsaking All, I Trust Him. Mighty God does not promise a life free of storms. He promises himself in the storm. He promises that nothing we face is stronger than the one who speaks peace. Isaiah surprises us. The one called Mighty God becomes a child. Strength wrapped in vulnerability, power expressed through love, authority that heals rather than crushes, strength made gentle. We sometimes imagine God's might as something distant, impersonal, overwhelming. But the might of Jesus is always personal. He calms storms to save frightened disciples. He touches untouchable. He restores the broken. He lifts the fallen. He enters our suffering and on the cross faced the greatest storm of all, sin, death, and evil, and he defeated it not with thunder, but with self-giving love. And this is what makes him the mighty God. Not just that he can calm storms, but that he can calm hearts. Not just that he can calm the seas, but that he can command our fears. Not just that he controls nature, but that he can renew our nature. Our response to our mighty God should be to trust him. The story ends with a question, who is this? That is the question every disciple must answer. Every storm brings us back to it. Who is Jesus to us? He is truly mighty God. Then we're not alone. Our struggle is not uncertain. Our struggles are not wasted. Our prayers are not unheard. Our fears are not final. The God who brought stars into being and calmed seas with a sentence holds our life in his hands, and they are nail-scarred hands, hands that prove his love. Psalm 33 ends with this prayer: may your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. That should be our response today: hope and trust. Confidence in the mighty God who is both creator and saviour. The one who commands the oceans and who sits in our storm-tossed boats. The child of Isaiah 9 is the creator of Psalm 33 and the storm calmer of Luke 8. He's the mighty God, powerful enough to save, gentle enough to love, near enough to hear our cry. And so whatever storms we face, hold on to this: Christ is in the boat. When he speaks, chaos becomes calm. So let's pray. Mighty God, we thank you that your promised child is our Lord and our peace. When we feel overwhelmed, remind us that you're with us. Speak to our fearful hearts and calm the storms around us. Strengthen our faith, Lord Jesus, and help us to trust your power and love. Fill us with courage, peace and confidence in your presence today and always. Amen.